So now we're starting a new story from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Brahmananda Bharati renounces his deer skin. Very interesting. Sounds dangerous. This is from Madhya Lila, chapter 10, verse 151 to 183. Hare dine mukunda datta kahe praburstan Brahmananda Bharati Aila Tomara Darashan. The next day, Mukunda Datta informed Mahaprabhu, Brahmananda Bharati has come to see you. Agya Deha Jaditanre Aniya Itai Prabhuka E Guru Tena Javatan Ratani. Mukunda Datta asked the Lord, Shall I bring him here? Mahaprabhu said, Brahmananda Bharati is like my spiritual master. It is better that I go to him. Etabali Mahaprabhu, so you see the etiquette. There's so much, it's called Vaishnava Sadachar, the behavior of eternal personalities, or the proper transcendental spiritual behavior, Sadachar. Behavior which join, that type of behavior or conduct or activity which joins one with God, which joins one with transcendence, sadachar, transcendental behavior, eternal behavior. When one behaves like that or conducts his affairs in this way, then he becomes dear to the Lord. He pleases the Lord. He satisfies God. So the Lord was considering, oh, you're saying Brahmananda Bharati has come. He is my senior. He is senior sannyas to me, and I believe he's godbrother of Ishwarpuri, which we'll find. So it is the proper duty of the junior to go to the senior. The junior goes out to greet the senior. Oh, welcome, please come. Please come in. And someone, say the chokidar comes, knocks on the door, or comes back and he says, oh, there's so-and-so to see you. Oh, this is my senior person. And then we run out, open the door. Please come. This is etiquette. And it's, if one grows up in a cultured society, he learns all these principles automatically from his parents, because they're also cultured. This is social etiquette. But social, it's not that we come into the Vaishnav line and we abandon all social decorum and act like banshees or wild creatures. We follow the social norms plus more. There's achar and there's sadachar. Achar is the common social dealings. Courteous is called courtesy. Courtesy. Being genteel, being kind, respectful. But then there's something called achar, and then there's sadachar. Sadachar is spiritual behavior, transcendental behavior. So it moves on some different principles. But still, the basic integrating principle of sadachar is Trinadapi Sunichina Tadore Vasahishana Amanina Manidena Kirtinya Sadhari. Always feel oneself very humble and respect all and ready to serve all at any moment. This is the operating principle of Sadachar, Vaishnav Sadachar. So we see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has all rights to wait for everyone should come to him. He's God, Radha Krishna Yugal. Who could be more superior, more supreme than him? But he's running out to show his regard. He's running out to show his respect to the senior person, Brahmananda Bharati. And Brahmananda parijache mriga charambhar taha deki prabhu duka pahila antar etabali mahaprabhu bhakta gana sange chali aila Brahmananda Bharatira age. After saying this to Mukunda Datta, Mahaprabhu and his devotees got up and came into the presence of Brahmananda Bharati. Brahmananda parijache mriga charambhara taha deki prabhu dukha pahila antar. When Mahaprabhu and his devotees approached Brahmananda Bharati, they saw that he was wearing a deer skin, mriga. Mriga ambara, like we say nilambara, pitambara. Radharani wears the nila ambara. Ambara means covering. Nilambara. We say digambara. Digambara. Shukadeva Goswami was Digambara. Or in the Jain tradition, they have Digambara Sadhu. Means naked. Bina Kapra. No clothes. So Nilambara means blue sari, and Pitambara means yellow dhoti. Krishna wears Pitambara. So he was wearing Mrigacharmambara. He was wearing a deer skin. Seeing Brahmananda Bharati wearing a deer skin, Mahaprabhu became very unhappy. Prabhu Deki Dukha. Dukha. Srila Prabhupada's purport. This Brahmananda Bharati, this title Bharati, Lord Chaitanya showed respect to him because he was elder. That's a cause to show respect if someone is elder to you. Just by age, they should be showed respect. By position, by varna, higher varna than you, or higher, we say caste, higher varna or higher ashram. These are all causes of respect, or higher in, he's more wealthy and you're poor. So many causes to show respect in society and social dealings. So Lord Chaitanya saw that this sannyasi, he was elder than him. He was much older. And he was a sannyasi. But there's some catch. The purport. Brahmananda Bharati belonged to the Shankar Sampradaya. So it's very interesting. Because this title, Bharati, Bharati is, there are 108 names given for sannyas. And out of those 108 names, 10 of them, 10 of those names are preferred by the Mayavadi or Shankar or Dvaitin sannyasis. Names like Puri Maharaj, Ashram Maharaj, Bharati Maharaj, I can't remember some other ones they have. So the Shankar sannyasis, they usually have these type of names. So this Brahmananda Bharati, he was a Mayavadi sannyasi, a member of the Advaitin school, Nirvashesh Shunyavadi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is meeting him. He's come to meet Lord Chaitanya in Puri. Did Lord Chaitanya think, a Mayavadi. A Mayavadi sannyasi. A demon. A demon has come. Like sometimes neophyte Iskand devotees. They hate or they show animosity or disregard towards Mayavadi sannyasis. Oh, he's a Mayavadi sannyasi. And then they become rude, which is of course offensive on so many accounts and so many levels. But we see the sterling and perfect example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is God himself, the golden avatar of Kali Yuga. He's showing all regard, all respect. He's getting up from his seat. He's leaving his seat. He's taking his entourage with him. And they're all going out to greet the senior Mayavadi sannyasi. So much adhar. Adhar means respect, regard. He's not thinking, I am Savashesh. I believe in the Lord with qualities. I worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's an impersonalist. He worships Brahman, Sayujya Mukti. He's the anti-party. He's the enemy. He's not thinking like this. Devotee has no friends, he has no enemies. All are friends. He looks equally upon a dog eater. That verse is there in Gita. Vidyavinaya sampane brahmani gavihashtani. Shuni chaiva sapake cha pandita samadarshana. Pandita samadarshana. A pundit. A learned person. What to speak of a Vaishnava? Someone who is a pundit sees on the strength of Shastra. Shastra chakshush. Any pundit. Smarta pundit. Vaishnava pundit. He sees on the strength of Shastra. So he sees the world. But a Vaishnava pundit, he sees Shastra Chakshush plus the eye of Shastra plus the eye of heart. Because a Vaishnava has heart, bhakti vridoi. He has a devotional heart. So he sees other living entities through the eye of Shastra and through the eye of the heart. So the Vaishnava conception or the Krishna conception and the Krishna viewpoint or the Vaishnava viewpoint of other living entities is supreme. It is topmost, more than a pundit. Because in fifth maybe fifth chapter of Gita, Krishna is describing the pandit. Vidyavinaya sampane. Brahmani gavihashtani. Shuni chayva subhake cha. A learned person, a smarta, an advaitin, a mayavadi. He has shastra vigyan, shastra vidvan. He has knowledge. He will see everywhere atma. He will see a Brahman, an elephant, a dog eater. All are atma. All atma everywhere. So this is atma drishti. But the Vaishnava pandit, especially the Gaudiya Vaishnava pandit, he will say, yes, all are atma, all are jivatma. I'm seeing the same way. I'm pandita samadarshana. The Vaishnava pandit also has samadarshana. He has equal balanced vision. Everywhere atma. Atma, the atma in the Brahman, the atma in the elephant. Shuni chaiva sapak, Brahmani gavi hashtani. The atma in the Brahman, in the elephant, in the dog, in the dog eater, all are the same. Jivatma. They are all part and parcel of God. They're all the same in quality. But moreover, the Vaishnava pandit, he sees not only samadarshan, but he sees jivera swarupaya krishnera nitya das. Because of the Vaishnava heart, he has the Vaishnava vision. Vaishnava chakshush. So this is a higher synthesis, a higher conception, that he sees, yes, all are atma, and all are servants of the Lord. And every atma is meant to serve the Lord. So this is a higher vision. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's seeing with this samadarshan. Yes, he is a sannyasi. He is senior to me. Okay, mayavadi, advaita, and impersonal, so what? Let me show respect, let me show regard. Let me show regard for the paramatma in his heart. Let me show respect. My Lord is in his heart. My Lord is in everyone's heart. So many causes, so many reasons to show respect to others. Prabhupada's purport. It is customary for a person who has renounced the world, a sannyasi, to cover his body with a deer skin or the bark of a tree. This is mentioned in Manu Samhita. But if a sannyasi who has renounced the world simply wears a deer skin and does not spiritually advance, he is bewildered by false prestige. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like to see Brahmananda Bharati wearing a deer skin. Now this is a very interesting story. There's a lot of suspense. There's some characters here. There's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And there's Brahmananda Bharati. And the setting is in Jagannath Puri, 500 years ago. And what is the issue? What is the drama? What is it all about? It's all about a deer skin. And someone's wearing a deer skin and someone doesn't like it. Have you ever met anyone like that? Like your mother? Go home with a dhoti and see if she likes it. What are you wearing? Is it a bed sheet? No, it's called a dhoti. This is kurta. It looks like pajamas. Take it off. Put on your blue jeans and t-shirt. You look like ridiculous. So this happens. Someone's wearing something and someone else doesn't like it. The wife puts on a dress and the husband says, "What is that? He looks strange in that thing." No, I like it. It's my favorite color. Take it off. Put on something that suits me. So here, Lord Chaitanya, he appears, the sannyasi appears in front of Lord Chaitanya and Puri. Lord Chaitanya says, "I don't like your dress code. Your dress code doesn't meet my approval." Now, lots of suspense here. We have to ask the question, why? Why is Lord Chaitanya reacting this way? Why doesn't he keep cool? Why is he getting excited? But Lord Chaitanya is disturbed about the dress of this sannyasi. Why? Dekiyata chadma kaila jena dekenani mukundere puche kahan Bharati gosai. Seeing Brahmananda Bharati wearing the deer skin, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pretended not to see him. Are you understanding English? If you understand, it's quite funny, actually. You can imagine Imagine you come home, you join the Hare Krishna temple in some moment of madness. You were in college, and last time you saw your mother, you were wearing blue jeans and a t-shirt, a normal American. And you went away to college, and you went to some preaching center near the college campus, and they brainwashed you into becoming a devotee. You joined, and you started wearing dhoti and tilak and kurta. And you said, let's go home and visit mom. She likes yoga. Let me go preach to mom, mother. So you go home, and you walk in the house, and your mother says, what? What? My son, what's this? Then she'll pretend that she doesn't see it. Oh, I'm not seeing this. It's not my son. Who is it? Who's coming to my house? Who is it? Who is it? This very same scene has been enacted hundreds of times around the world. The mother will pretend not to see the son who comes home and no hair. You went to college, you had hair. And a shirt and pants, you come home with no hair? Yeah, I'm a Hare Krishna. No, you're not a Hare Krishna, you're a hairless Krishna. I become a Hare Krishna. No, I don't think, where's your hair? You become a hairless Krishna. So, Lord Chaitanya, he gets up to greet the sannyasi, but then when he sees the tears, he goes, anyway, I pretend not to see him. So then, Mahaprabhu pretended not to see him, and instead Mahaprabhu asked Mukunda Datta, where is Brahmananda Bharati, my spiritual master? Have you seen Brahmananda Bharati somewhere? Just like you can imagine, you walk in with a dhoti, and you have a brother, and he's sitting on the couch, and your mother turns to your brother, oh, Joseph, have you seen your brother Bill anywhere? Have you seen him anywhere? And he gets up, yeah, he's right there. He's right standing in front of you by the front door. No, I don't see him. That's your son. It's your older. That's my older brother. He's in some Hare Krishna getup. Maybe it's a costume party or something. Maybe he's playing a joke. He rented some costume from a costume house. A costume party. And then the older brother says, it's no joke. It's real. It's not a costume. It's me. Oh, no. Is this Brahmananda? Mukunda, is this Brahmananda Bharati, my spiritual master? Is it? Mukunda kahi, ayage deka vidyaman, Prabhu kahi, tena nahina tumi agayan. Mukunda Datta replied, here is Brahmananda Bharati standing right before you. Mahaprabhu said, you're not correct. This is not Brahmananda Bharati. Anjere anyakaha nahi tamar gyan Bharati gosayakini paribena cham. Mahaprabhu said, you must be talking of someone else, for this is surely not Brahmananda Bharati. You simply have no knowledge. Tamar gyan. Why should Brahmananda Bharati wear a deer skin? Just like the mother would turn to her younger son. Why should my son dress like this? Is he cracked? What happened to him? Shuni Brahmananda Kari Ridaye Vichar Mora Charambhara E Nabhaya Inhare. When Brahmananda Bharati heard this, he thought, Ridaye Vichar. Ridai Vichar. He considered within his heart. He thought, Mahaprabhu doesn't like my deer skin. It's quite obvious that Lord Chaitanya doesn't like my getup. He doesn't like my spring fashions. He doesn't like my latest fall fashions. He doesn't like my brand new deer skin. I just got a brand new deer skin in the market and I wanted to model it. I wanted to show it off for Lord Chaitanya. And he's giving me a thumbs down review. He doesn't like it. Bala kahena charambhara damba lagipari charambhara paridhane samsara natari. Thus, admitting his mistake, Brahmananda Bharati thought, actually, Mahaprabhu has spoken well. I actually put on this deer skin only for prestige. Because Lord Chaitanya is saying that earlier, he said that this is for this. I cannot cross over the ocean of nescience simply by wearing a deer skin. Samsara na tari. Tari means like tarane, liberation, get free from. Samsara na tari. I cannot cross, I cannot get liberated from samsara just by wearing. Sometimes we see that even in our Vaishnava, our Gaudiya Vaishnava circle. Some people, they become enamored. They become enamored by the externals. They become enamored by the external symbols and signs of a Vaishnava. And they think, oh, if I get big, Radhakund Tulsi Japamala, and if I chant my japa on big Tulsi Mala, 9 feet long, 9 feet long mala with beads as big as tennis balls, then I'm sure by the power of these beads from Radhakund, these tennis ball japa beads, 9 feet long, I will get Krishna Prem. These externals. Or they think, oh, in Radhakund, the Babas, they wear this necklace with little leaves, little Tulsi leaf carved out of Tulsi wood. And on that Tulsi leaf, it says, Jaya Radhe. So if I buy those and put them around my neck, then surely I'll become a Manjari. Surely, just by putting those special Tulsi leaf neck beads around my neck and parading all around to all the festivals, everyone will say, oh, you become a Manjari because you're wearing those special beads. So this, oftentimes people get attracted to these externals, but actually if they look inside themselves, they're looking for honor. They're looking for distinction. Lobh, puja, pratishtha. I am special. See? Look at me. So this is being pointed out here 500 years ago. Let me throw this deer skin on my back and run around the marketplace. I'm sure I'll get a few wisecracks. I'm sure I'll get a few remarks. Wow! Oh, are you from Radhakund? You're wearing those special Radhakund beads. You must be from Radhakund. Wow, you're great. You must be in Manjri, you must be flying in Manjri Bhav. Actually, all these things are secret. It's Gupta, Bhajan Rahasyam, secrets. Whatever treasures we have, we lock them deep in the treasure box. A lady has so many diamond necklaces, so many pearl necklaces and ruby rings. She doesn't just throw them out on a street sidewalk. They're locked in a bank vault, in a bank locker. But before, they were in a treasure box somewhere, secure, safe, sound, tightly locked. So the treasures of devotion, the jewels of bhakti, we keep locked tightly in our heart. So we, for example, we may be somehow or other, by mercy of Guru, residing in Radhakund. And the last thing I'm going to do is advertise. Go around India here and there. Oh, look at me. And more, and usually what's funny is that many of the devotees that actually live here their whole lives, they never wear these beads. But devotees that come from Russia and America and Europe, they're the first ones to buy these so-called Radhakund special neck beads. And of course, everything is based on the bhav. You can certainly wear beads like this, but it depends on the backing. What is the bhav behind the action? If the bhav is prestige, it's poison. If the bhav is distinction, it's poison. Lo puj pratishta. So the bhav is honor. Oh, I go among the society of Vaishnavas and they'll say, oh, those are cool. Those are cool beads. Where'd you get those? Well, I live at Radhakund and this is what we wear over there. You know, it's like the latest fashion. Oh, wow, I have to get some. So this kind of, the bhav is what Krishna is checking out. What Krishna is measuring. Krishna is measuring and weighing and examining the bhav. Therefore, bhava grahi janardan. Janardan Sri Krishna is, he's weighing and measuring the grahi. Grahi means the essence of your bhav. Is it shuddha bhav? Is it shuddha bhav or kam bhav? Kam, shuddha bhav, prem bhav, shuddha prem bhav, pure love, pure desire to serve and please Krishna and dedicate everything to Krishna for his glorification. His praise, all praises to Him, all glories to He. Glory ye, glory ye, glory ye, they say in the Bible. Glories to you, my dear God. All glories, all adoration to you. Adore ye, adore ye, adore ye. Adore ye the Lord. All adoration to the Lord. All glories and praises to Krishna, the Bhagavan. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki jai. We don't want praises for ourselves. This is poison. So we have to examine our own bhav behind our actions. If it's contaminated with kam bhav means desire. Material desires. I'm special. I'm different. Don't you know I'm different? I'm special? And let me advertise. Let me show you. And then when you recognize and accept my difference, then you will glorify me. Wow, you're a pink elephant. And all the rest of us are just dirty gray. We're all dirty gray, but you're pink. Well, let me get some lotus flowers from this lake and put them at your elephant feet. Let me worship your elephant feet with some lotus flowers from the nearby lake. And then the pink elephant says, yes, yes. That's nice. So this Brahmananda Bharati is teaching us this lesson. What is the deer skin for us? We have to think. What kind of deer skins are we wearing? Because Lord Chaitanya, when he saw Brahmananda Bharati appearing in a deer skin, he pretended not to see him. And even asked Mukunda, who is that? Is this Brahmananda Bharati, my spiritual master? I don't think so. Doesn't seem like it. And then Brahmananda Bharati understood by Mahaprabhu's reply or response that Lord Chaitanya does not approve of my attire, my mriga charm ambara, my mriga ambara, my covering of deer skin is not meet approval of Lord Chaitanya. Aji haiti na poriba e charm ambara, Prabhu bahirvasa anai ila janiya antar. This is called the Hridai Vichar. These are the mullings over, the contemplation or the heart consideration, Hridai Vichar, the thoughts of Brahmananda Bharati upon gauging or seeing the response, the rather unfavorable response of Lord Chaitanya upon seeing his deer skin. He continues, from today on, I shall not wear this deerskin. I'm finished with this deerskin. As soon as Brahmananda Bharati decided this, Mahaprabhu, reading his mind, immediately sent for some new clothes. A change of dress. Immediately sent for some sannyas vesh, traditional sannyas vesh. This is Uttariya and Bahirvas, or this Lungi. So Lord Chaitanya means, what this means is God reads our mind. God reads the mind of the devotee. God reads the mind of the devotee. He understands the thoughts and minds of the devotee. Good thoughts register well in the heart of the Lord. Good thoughts, devotional thoughts, they register very well in the heart of the Lord. Bad thoughts, evil thoughts, envious thoughts, offensive thoughts, they go over very badly with the Lord. He doesn't like it. And he knows it. He knows what we're thinking. The verse is telling that. Reading his mind, understanding the thoughts. This is Hridai Vichar. Earlier it says Hridai Vichar means consideration or contemplation. Hridai means inside, in his heart. He was not speaking these things. He was thinking these things in his heart. Oh, I have disappointed Lord Chaitanya. I have made a mistake. I am wearing the wrong clothes. I should immediately change my dress. Actually, I'm going to throw away this deerskin. I'm never going to wear deerskin again. Because I don't want to ever again act in such a way to give displeasure to my Lord Chaitanya. I've made a great mistake. I feel very, very repentive. And I'll never do this again. This is it. Stop. Finished. Hogya. And Lord Chaitanya is thinking, yes, a very good change of heart. Very, very good. Your behavior is most approved by me. And immediately Lord Chaitanya said, Mukunda Dat, go get some sannyas robes. Proper clothing. Proper dress code. Charambara Chari Brahmananda Parila Vasan Prabhu Vasikala Tanra Charana Vandan As soon as Brahmananda Bharati gave up his deerskin and covered himself with the proper sannyas robes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and offered respects at his lotus feet. Bharati kahe tomar achar loka shikaite punana karibe nati bhaya pancha chite. Brahmananda Bharati said, "You instruct the general populace by your behavior, my dear Lord. I will not do anything against your wishes. Otherwise, you will not offer me respects, but will neglect me. And I am afraid of being neglected by you." So, as we were saying, that the Gaudiya Vaishnava, he wears his philosophy. He expresses the Gaudiya Vedanta in his achar. The philosophy and teachings of Gaudiya Vaishnavism are expressed by the day-to-day, moment-to-moment behavior of the Vaishnav, Gaudiya Vaishnav and Gaudiya Vaishnavi, how they interact with each other of their own kind, how they interact with seniors, how they interact with the non-devotees, how they interact with members of other religious pursuits, how they interact with Mayavadis or Muslims or Catholics or Buddhists. This is the outward expression of one's inner thinking. Behavior is the outward expression of one's philosophy and understanding. So, Lord Brahmananda Bharati is saying that you are instructing the general populace by your behavior. You, Lord Chaitanya, who are posing as the ideal devotee, the ideal perfect devotee, you are posing as the perfect devotee, the perfect ideal Radha Krishna Bhakta. You are showing that example in your life, your speech, your behavior, your teachings, your actions. And what are you showing here? You are instructing, you are teaching the general populace by your behavior. General populace means us, you and me. Lord Chaitanya is showing us, respect everyone according to their position. But at the same time, help them increase their spiritual understanding by teaching and by behavior. So by Lord Chaitanya's posture and by the way he received Brahmananda Bharati, he taught him. He elevated him in consciousness. And he came to realize, oh, what am I doing? I'm parading around this deer skin. Actually, I thought it was cool. I actually find that Lord Chaitanya has pointed out some deficiency in me. He has pointed out some darkness in my consciousness. I've actually been wearing this deer skin simply to gain adoration, pratishta. And this is an enemy to any form of self-realization. So I'm very appreciative of his kindness, of his showing his displeasure by his physical posture and his speaking to Mukunda Datta. I've understood his teaching. I've understood his lesson. And I've responded accordingly. And I'm very appreciative. And Lord Chaitanya, seeing all of that reaction and response by his student, Brahmananda Bharati, he has fully accepted him and gone and shown full obeisances. Says Charna Vandan. He's fallen at his feet. The word here is, it's mentioned, Puna na karibe nati bhaya panit. He says nati. Nati means obeisances. He's saying that, Brahmananda Bharati is saying, if I, oh my Lord Chaitanya, if I ever do anything against your wishes, you will not show me respects. So Prabhupada said this word nati means respects. Or as Prabhupada translates in the Bengali in the word for word, he says nati means obeisances. So we have this prayer by Srinivas Acharya, which is glorifying the activities, the devotional activities or bhajan of the six Goswamis. Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Natibi. Everyone is familiar with this. This word is Natibi. Natibi means obeisances. Sankhya means counting. Sankhya Nam, Sankhya Gan, Sankhya Natibi. So the six Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das Goswami, is particularly famous, who lived here in Radhakund for 60 years. He's very famous for offering Sankhya Natibi. Sankhya Natibi means counting obeisances, a fixed number of obeisances. Every day he was offering 2,000 dandabats to the Vaishnavas. and 1,000 dandavats to different lila stalis of Radha and Krishna and Gauranga, and their different forms of the Lord. So every day 3,000 natis, or dandavats. So this word nati. So the followers of Rupa and Raghunath, occasionally, maybe during Kartik month, or every day, they also engage in Sankhya Nam. They chant a fixed number of names every day in Kirtan and Japa, Sankhya Nam. Sankhya Nam, how's it go? Sankhya Purvaka. Purvaka means beginning with. Purvaka means prior. So first we chant a fixed number of names. Then after we finish chanting our Sankhya Nam, which is our 16 rounds every day, or 64 rounds, or 32 rounds, or whatever our number is, Sankhya Purvaka Nam, first the Nam, then Gan. Gan means Ashtakams. Jumun Ashtakam, Yugal Ashtakam, Radhika Ashtakam, Radha Kripa Kataksha, Krishna Kripa Kataksha, and Nandadandan Ashtakam. We chant so many fixed number of Gan. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Nativi. And the third activity, which the followers of Rupa and Raghunath do, is we offer a fixed number of dandabats every day to the Lord and his pastime places, Lila Stali, and the Lord's devotees, the Nitya Parishads of Gauranga and Nitya Parishads of Krishna. So this is the Shastric basis. This is the Shastra. Chaitanya Charitamrita is mentioning, Srinivas Acharya is mentioning, and Goswami Ashtakam, and our Acharyas are setting an example. And our Srila Prabhupada is also mentioned in one lecture. He said Raghunath Das was living at Radhakund, and he was going around Radhakund offering so many dandabats every day. So this indicates, in Prabhupada's words, that Raghunath Das Goswami was even, it seems to indicate, that he was even offering dandabat parikrama of Radhakund. And certainly he was offering dandabats every day, which Srinivas Acharya mentions. So this word nativi means obeisances, respect, and dandabats. So this is why we engage in this particular activity during our Niyam Seva. It's a very interesting discussion here, because as we heard, this devotee, or this rather this person, this sannyasi, this meeting Lord Chaitanya in Puri 500 years ago, his name is Brahmananda Bharati. And this title Bharati indicates that this sannyasi is an Advaitin sannyasi, Nirvishesh Brahma, or Mayavadi, impersonalist. He doesn't believe in the personal form of God, he believes in Brahman. Brahma Satya Jagan Mitya. Everything is false and Brahman is truth, only Brahman. And that Brahman is undifferentiated. It has no qualities, Nirupam, Nirgunam. There is no qualities, Nirakar. There is no variegatedness. There is no form, there's no qualities, Nirgun, Nirakar, Nirupam. So this is his viewpoint, his philosophy, which is exactly opposite Lord Chaitanya. That the Supreme, the Brahman is Parabrahman, and the Parabrahman has a form, transcendental form, full of qualities and variegatedness. Variegatedness in form, lila, dham, rasa, many varieties. So they're quite opposite parties. So you can understand that the conversation they're going to have now for about 20 verses, which is philosophy. So you can take out your pillows. If you're a little tired, then this will put you over the top. But this philosophy, this story has become philosophical now. Story was nice, now the philosophy comes. At any rate, Bharati is saying, you're instructing the general populace by your behavior, Mahaprabhu. And I don't want to do anything against your wishes. I don't want to disappoint you or upset you. I always want to be in your good favor. Sampratika dhui brahma ihan chala chal. Jagannatha chal brahma tumi ta sachal. This is the statement of Brahmananda Bharati. And I gave you a little bit of a prelude about his philosophical viewpoint, so now you will understand why he's saying what he says. Brahmananda Bharati said to Lord Chaitanya, at the present moment, I see two Brahmans. One Brahman is Lord Jagannath, who does not move, and the other Brahman is moving. That moving Brahman is you. Lord Jagannath is the Archavigraha, the worshipable deity. and it is he who is the non-moving Brahman. But you are Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and you are moving here and there. The two of you, Jagannath and you, are the same Brahman, right? Brahman, Brahman Satya, all is Brahman. Master of the material nature. But you are playing two parts, one moving Brahman and one not moving Brahman. In this way, two Brahmans are now residing in Jagannath Puri, Purushottam. He goes on. Tumi gora varna tena shamala varna dui brahme kaila sava jagatarana. Of the two Brahmins, you are fair complexioned. You are gaur varna. You are gaur Brahman. You are gaur Brahman, and that other guy with the big eyes, that other guy with the big eyes and the big smile, that lord of the universe, he's sham Brahman. There's black Brahman and gold Brahman. But remember, it's all Brahman. You are fair complexion, and the other guy, Lord Jagannath, he's blackish. Both of you are delivering the whole world. Prabhu Kahi. This is Mahaprabhu replies. Satya Kahi, Tomara Agamani, Dui Brahma Prakatila Sri Purushottami. Actually, Brahmananda Bharati, to tell you the truth, due to your presence, there are now two Brahmans at Jagannath Puri. Brahmananda Namatumi Gora Brahmachal Shamvana Jagannatha Vasiyachena Achal. Mahaprabhu continued. Both Brahmananda and Gaurahari are moving, whereas the blackish Lord Jagannath is sitting tight and immovable. He's not going anywhere. Prabhupada's comment. Brahmananda Bharati wanted to prove that there is no difference between the Supreme Lord and the Jiva. It's all one. Whereas Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to prove that he and Brahmananda Bharati were Jivas, and that although the Jivas are Brahman, they are many, but the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Brahman, is one. On the other hand, Brahmananda Bharati, in other words, you have the Mayavadi on one side, the impersonalist versus the personalist. Brahmananda Bharati also wanted to prove that Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are one, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But that to fulfill his mission, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to be moving, whereas Jagannath appeared to be non-moving, inert. Thus, this jolly argument was going on. Finally, Brahmananda Bharati referred the whole matter to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for final decision. So it's been tabled, it's been shelved, or put up to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to make the decision. Who's who? Bharati kahe Sarvabhauma Madhyasthahan Inhara sane amara naya bhuja manadhiya. Brahmananda Bharati said, my dear Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please become the mediator in this logical argument between Mahaprabhu and me. Vyapya vyapaka bhave jiva brahme jani jiva vyapya brahma vyapaka shastreti vakani. Brahmananda Bharati continued, the living entity is localized, whereas the Supreme Brahman is all-pervading. That is the verdict of the revealed scriptures. And he goes on. Charma guchana kaila amare shodan donhara vyapya vyapa katve ete karan. Mahaprabhu purified me by taking away my deer skin. This is the proof that Mahaprabhu is all-pervasive and all-powerful, and that I am subordinate to him. Purport. Brahmananda Bharati in this verse is actually asserting that Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Brahman, and that he, Brahmananda Bharati, is the subordinate Brahman. This is confirmed in the Vedas. Nityo nityananam chetanash chetananam. The Supreme Personality of God is Brahman or Param Brahman, the chief of all living entities. Both the Supreme Brahman or the personality of Godhead, and the living entities are persons. But the supreme Brahman is the predominator, the controller, whereas the living entities, the jiva, is predominated or controlled. So now, Brahmananda goes on. We have our Brahmananda also. Everyone knows our Brahmananda. Suvarna Varnahim, this is a famous verse from Mahabharata. Suvarna Varnahim Anko Varangash Chandan Angadi Sanyasa Krichchama Shanto Nishta Shanti Parayanaha. His bodily hue is golden, and his whole body is like molten gold. Every part of his body is very beautifully constructed and smeared with sandalwood pulp. Accepting the renounced order, the Lord is always equipoised. He is firmly fixed in his mission of chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That's a little bit of a addition there by the translator. And he is firmly situated in his dualistic conclusion and in his peace. So this is a verse that's often cited from Mahabharata, which was written thousands of years ago, to indicate the appearance of the Lord in Kali Yuga as a sannyasi. This is some Shastric reference. Suvarna Varna Hemango. So Brahmananda Bharati, being familiar with Mahabharata, he's saying, yes, you are described, Lord Chaitanya, your form is described in the Mahabharata. Esava Namara Inha Haya Nijaspad Chandan Akta Prasadora Tribuje Angad. All the symptoms mentioned in the verse from Vishnu Sahasranam Stotra are visible in the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, this verse is from Mahabharata, but there's a part of Mahabharata called Vishnu Sahasranam, which is 1,000 names of Vishnu. It's actually one section of Mahabharata. So this verse describing Vishnu's appearance as Lord Chaitanya, as a sannyasi, is from the Vishnu Sahasranam Stotram. So all the symptoms mentioned in this verse are visible in your body. His arms are decorated with sandalwood pulp, and the thread received from Sri Jagannath deity, and these are his ornamental bangles. Bhattacharya kahe, Bharati deki tomarajai, Prabhu kahe, jekaha, se satyahai. After hearing this, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya rendered his judgment, saying, Brahmananda Bharati, I see that you are victorious. Mahaprabhu also added, I accept whatever Brahmananda Bharati has said. It is quite all right with me. So, it goes on. Guru Shishya Naya Satya Shishira Parajaya Bharati Kahe Eho Nahi Anya Hetuhai. Mahaprabhu posed himself as a disciple and accepted Brahmananda Bharati as his spiritual master. Then he said, the disciple is certainly defeated in an argument with a spiritual master. So if the disciple has an argument with a spiritual master, he should accept defeat. Brahmananda Bharati immediately countered these words by saying, this is not the cause of your defeat, there is another cause. Of course, everyone has to understand this is a joking conversation also. But they're trying to explain something. Bhaktitani haratumi etamara sabhav ara eka shunatumi apana prabhav. Brahmananda Bharati said, it is your natural characteristic to accept defeat at the hands of your devotee. There is also another glory of yours, which I ask you to hear attentively. So this is one of the characteristics of Krishna, that he accepts defeat at the hands of his devotee. Ajanma karino muni nirakara dhyan toma deki Krishna haila mora vidyaman. So listen to this verse. Brahmananda is telling, I have been meditating on the impersonal Brahman since my birth, but since I have seen you, Mahaprabhu, I have fully experienced Krishna. Purport. Brahmananda Bharati admitted that when there is an argument between the spiritual master and the disciple, the spiritual master is naturally victorious, although the disciple may put forward a strong argument. In other words, it is customary that the words of the spiritual master are more worshipable than the words of the disciple. Under the circumstances, since Brahmananda Bharati was in the position of a spiritual master, he emerged victorious over Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who considered himself Brahmananda Bharati's disciple. However, Brahmananda Bharati reversed the argument and took the position of a devotee, stating that Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. They're having some interesting dialogue, obviously. This means that the Lord was voluntarily defeated out of affection for his devotee. He was defeated voluntarily because no one can defeat the Supreme Lord. And then there's a purport here where Bhishma Dev, which we were discussing the other day, a verse from Bhagavatam where Bhishma Dev says, "Yes, fulfilling my desire and sacrificing his own promise, Krishna got down from Arjuna's chariot, took up a chariot wheel, and ran towards me with great speed, just as a lion goes to kill an elephant. He even dropped his outer cloth on the way." When Krishna was at, when Arjuna's life was threatened by Bhishma on the battle of Kurukshetra, and then Krishna jumped off the broken chariot of Arjuna, picked up the broken wheel, and ran towards Bhishma to defend his devotee. And in that attempt, Krishna's chadar fell off. So he's just bare-chested. You see paintings. Krishna's bare-chested, standing on a battlefield with his wheel. And Bhishma Dev is seeing this beautiful sight. And he's remembering this. Even when he, at the time of leaving his body, he was remembering this sight. This was his mantra upasana at the time of leaving his body while lying in the bed of arrows. And of course, Krishna came there and granted his darshan also. Krishna promised not to fight in the battle of Kurukshetra. But Bhishma, in order to break Krishna's promise, attacked Arjuna in such a vigorous way that Krishna was obliged to take up a chariot wheel and attack Bhishma. The Lord did this to show that his devotee, being maintained at the sacrifice of his own promise, Krishna will give up his own promise for his devotee, Bhishma Dev. Brahmananda Bharati said, "Since the beginning of my life, I was attached to impersonal Brahman realization. But as soon as I saw you, I became very attached to the personality of Godhead Krishna. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna himself, and thus Brahmananda Bharati became his devotee." Now this is the bhakti prabhav, the powerful effect of a devotee. The sight of a devotee, the words of a devotee, the behavior, how a devotee behaves, how he's acting and behaving, how he looks or how he speaks, has so much influence and power to change and alter people's viewpoints, and even change their whole philosophical outlook. Brahmananda Bharati, before this, he was parading around in a deer skin, and he was wearing this deer skin, Mrigambara, wearing this deer skin partially out of pride. He was attached to it. He was proud of it. Oh, look what a big sannyasi, look at a big Mayavadi Advaitin sannyasi I am. I'm so renounced, I'm simply wearing deer skin. It's not very fashionable and not very comfortable either. You can imagine a deer skin is not the most comfortable thing to wear. I would imagine, never wore one. But now he comes to Jagannath Puri and he meets Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's saying, I'm seeing you and I'm realizing your identity, that you, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are that Jagannath, you are Krishna, you are the personality of Godhead. And now he's changing. So much effect. And he goes on. Krishna nama spure muke, mane netre Krishna, tomake tadrupa deki, ridaya sat Krishna. Since I have seen you, I have been feeling Krishna's presence in my mind and have been seeing him before my eyes. I now want to chant the holy name of Krishna. Over and above this, within my heart, I consider you to be Krishna, and I am therefore very eager to serve you. Sat Krishna. says Hridaya Satrishna, Deki Hridaya Satrishna. Very beautiful verse. Krishna Nam Spure Muke Mane Netre Krishna. He's saying Krishna Name Spure Muke. That I'm seeing you, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and just by seeing you, Krishna Nam is becoming Spure, means sporty. Krishna's name is becoming manifest in my mouth. I'm simply seeing you and say, oh, I look at you. Like sometimes people see us, we're walking down the street in the West, and they see us with Dodi and Tilak and Choti, right? What is Shika? And they say, Hare Krishna! There's a Hare Krishna! A Krishna! Oh, it's a Krishna! And you see little children, you're walking down the street, you're minding your own business, you're just walking down the street, going to some store or whatever, doing some deity shopping or whatever for devotees. And some little kid's walking with his parents, he points, Mommy, Mommy, a Krishna, a Krishna, a Krishna, a Krishna. A Krishna. He's saying, this is a Krishna. He's not a human being, he's not an American, he's a Krishna. A little kid, 5, 6 years old, doesn't know anything, he's a total Nashtik, Pashandi, Nashtik, Mayavadi, whatever, typical American kid. And he points, Mommy, Mommy, a Krishna, look, a Krishna. She says, yeah, I know, it's a Hare Krishna, don't pay any attention. They say, yeah, it's a Hare Krishna, don't pay attention, he's a weirdo, he's a weirdo. He's a weirdo, don't look at him, he might put a vex on you. He might vex you. Mommy, I like him. Hey, come with me. No, I want to go with the Krishna. So it says, Krishna Nam Spure Muke. As soon as Brahmananda Bharati, he saw this devotee, he started chanting Hare Krishna. I remember once, it just came to mind, I was staying in Badrinath for 7 days, 1985 or so. Just after I took sannyasa, I wandered all around India, a little shoulder bag and my danda, and tried to pretend to be like a sannyasi, and wandering here and there, all over the holy places of India. I went from Cape Comorin and Kanyakumari up to Badrinath, all around Puri, Dwarka, everywhere, for several months in buses, trains, like, you know, your style. When I got to Badrinath, I stayed in Paramarthik Dharmashala, something like that. Paramarthik, some on the right hand side up in the hill there somewhere, some Dharmashala. And I said, oh, I'll stay here 1 week. So I stayed there. And all these, on the pathway going to across the Alakananda Ganga, this tributary, and then to the temple, there's all these sadhus. Many of them are Advaitin or Mayavadi sannyasis. They're all sitting there collecting alms or on the pathway from the yatris, visitors. I had my danda. And people were seeing me at Vaishnav Tilak. And I was just walking there, and they were some were saying, Namo Narayan. So I said, Namo Narayan. I said, Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe. And then, as soon as I said, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. All these Mayavadi sannyasis would speak to me in response, Jai Radhe, or Hare Krishna. So the name would come, they would see, and they would chant Hare Krishna, because they see, oh, he's a Hare Krishna. So Brahmananda Bharati says, Krishna Nam Spure. It was manifesting. Spurti, Krishna Nam was in his face manifesting. Mane Netre Krishna. Then he says, in my mind, he says, we have this term also, this is Bengali. Mane. Mane Netre Krishna. Mind's eye. We have this phrase in English, the mind's eye. Oh, try to see in your mind's eye, in your internal eye, try to meditate on the Archamurti. You went to Mangalartik, or you went to Shringarartik, and you saw Thakurji, and he was wearing a beautiful vesh, and he had his pagri, and his mor mukut, and his vamshi, and he had gulab mala, and he had moti mala, and you try to see, it's a meditation. It's mane netre Krishna. So he's saying, by your prabhav, by your bhakti prabhav, Mahaprabhu, the holy name is coming inside my mouth. Just seeing you, by your prabhav, by your influence, Krishna Nam is coming in my mouth, and Krishna himself is coming in my mind. I'm seeing Krishna in my mind. Tribhangalalitam. Tribhangalalitam niyataprakasham. I'm seeing Banki Bihari. I'm seeing Banki Bihari in my mind. Mane netre Krishna. The eye of my mind. Netra man. In the eye of my mind, I'm seeing Krishna. Tomake tad rupa deki, hridaya satrishna. And tomar deki, by seeing you, then hridaya satrishna, which means, Prabhupada translates, very eager. I'm becoming very eager. It means, hridaya satrishna means, my heart with thirst. Because the word Trishna means excessive thirst. You can imagine. It's Grishma Mas, Grishma Maina. Very, very hot season. Scorching hot summer season. 45 degrees Celsius, 50 degrees, 115 degrees Fahrenheit, 118. Dry, so dry. And the wind is coming. Lu is coming from Rajasthan. This Pashchim Hawa, western wind. Very hot, very dry. Your nostrils are on fire. It's all dry. There's no water in your eyes. This is what the summer is like. Your eyes are blinking. Your eyes are like dry marbles. There's no water there. And you blink your eyes, and your eyes are burning hot in the summer. We've experienced it here in Braj. And then you're so thirsty. You're so thirsty. This is Trishna. So Brahmananda Bharati is saying, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by seeing your luscious, beautiful, golden form, my Hridaya Satrishna, my heart is filling with intense thirst. And he's saying, thirst, what kind of thirst? Thirst not for water, but for seva. Seva Trishna, an intense thirst to serve you. I'm becoming very, very eager to serve you. Seeing you, the name is coming, it's manifesting spurti, manifesting my mouth. Krishna's manifesting in my mind, and a great eagerness is coming in my heart. And this is called the transformation due to contacting bhakti. Bhakti transforms the mind, bhakti transforms the heart, and bhakti transforms the speech. We start to speak about Krishna, Krishna Katha, Krishna Naam, Krishna Katha, Hari Katha. And we start to see Krishna in our mind, and we start to think of Krishna, remember Krishna, Krishna Smaran, Rup Dhyan. And we start to, in our heart becomes inspired to serve. And this is what is known as diksha. Diksha. That when one meets guru, and he takes diksha from guru, then he creates the desire to serve Krishna. The bhakti bija means guru Krishna prasadi by bhakti lata bija. So bhakti lata means the guru injects, he gives the electricity to the potential devotion in the heart and makes it kinetic. Potential becomes kinetic. The inherent dormant bhakti in the heart becomes alive. The desire to serve awakens, and that's what diksha is. The intense desire, the Trishna, Hridaya Trishna, intense thirst to serve God awakens by diksha from guru. And then, by that diksha, Krishna starts mane netre Krishna. Krishna starts to sit in the eye of our mind. In our mind's eye, we start to remember and see Krishna. Then Krishna nam spure mukhi. What does it say? Krishna nam spure mukhi. Krishna's name begins to manifest in our mouth. When we take Vaishnava diksha from Guru diksha, then we start chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then as years go by, we find, oh, what's going on? This mouth is always chanting Hare Krishna. Where is it coming from? Why is it coming? It's coming by Guru Kripa Hi Kevalam. It's only coming by the mercy of Guru. And this means that diksha was successful. The insemination of the mantra was successful. The mantra is an insemination. It's a transcendental insemination. But it's not semen, it's mantra. It's an impregnation with mantra. When mantra enters the heart, there's a fertile heart and a powerful mantra, then a baby is born. The baby is bhakti. If the wife is weak and the husband is weak, there are no baby coming. Even though they combine. Husband and wife combine, no baby. But when healthy disciple combines with healthy guru, then it creates the baby of bhakti. It's created. So this is happening. This type of diksha is happening just by darshan. This bharti, Brahmananda Bharati is having darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all this is happening. All these three things he's mentioning, these are the three things that happen at the time of Vaishnav Diksha. Krishna, Nam Spurti Muke, Mane Netre Krishna, and Hridaya Satrishna. The heart becomes very eager to serve the Lord when one receives Diksha. Krishna comes into the mind. The mind's eye sees God, Krishna, the form, Krishna Rupam, Radha Rupam, Gauranga Rupam, Chaitanya Rupam. And the mouth starts speaking about God. The mouth starts glorifying God, Krishna Mahima, the glories, the Sankirtan, the glories of God. So these three points that Brahmananda is explaining here, Brahmananda Bharati, he's explaining, yes, I just took diksha from Lord Chaitanya. I have just been initiated by the Kripa Drishti. Kripa Drishti, the merciful glance, Gauranga Kripa Drishti, and the merciful glance of Gauranga, all these three beautiful transformations have taken place in my being. I am a new personality. And then he goes on. Bilva Mangala Kaila Jaiche Dasha Apanar Ihandeki Sehi Dasha Haila Amar. Bilva Mangala Thakur is Surdas. He wrote Krishna Karnamrita. So he lived about 1,000 years ago, 1,100 years ago. So he was quite a known personality. 500 years ago, when this Leela is going on, Chaitanya Leela, this personality, this Bilva Mangala Thakur, was quite well known. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, was regularly listening to his pads, from his Krishna Karnamrita. And Bilva Mangala Thakur, he also wrote a very famous song. It's called Govinda Damodar Stotram. Govinda Damodar Stotram. It's a stotram, but it can be sung. And many of the great singers and padakartas and kavis of India, they sing it with music accompaniment. Govinda Damodar Madhaveti, Govinda Damodar Madhaveti. This is the refrain. Then they have different lines. So this is Bilva Mangala Thakur. So Brahmananda Bharati is saying, yes, I have been transformed by this Sangha, by Chaitanya Sangha, by Chaitanya Darshan, by seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri. I've been totally transformed. I've been elevated, enlightened. And a similar thing happened 500 years before me with another personality who was also impersonal. Who was that impersonalist or Advaitin? A Mayavad or impersonalist? Who was he? Bilva Mangala Thakur. So therefore he says, Bilva Mangala Thakur, he gave up, abandoned his impersonal realization to accept realization of the personality of Godhead. In other words, he gave up his idea of Nirvishesh Brahma, or Brahman, to accept the idea of Savishesh Brahman, Brahman with qualities, Brahman with differences, Brahman, in other words, the Param Brahman, the Supreme Brahman, is a personality. Bhagavan Sri Ram, Vishnu, Krishna, Chaitanya, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That Brahman actually has transcendental form, spiritual qualities, spiritual lila activities, spiritual associates, parishads, and spiritual dhamams, the spiritual abode, paravyom, Vaikuntha. So he, Chordye, Bilva Mangala Thakur, he gave up this Mayavad conception to accept and embrace and to live and to glorify and write about the Krishna conception, the Vaishnava conception. I now see that my condition is similar to his, for my condition has also changed. Now it goes on. Advaitaviti patikarupasya swananda simhasana labdhi diksha shatena kenapi vayam hatena dasi krita gopa vadu vitene. This is a verse from Bilva Mangala Thakur. So Brahmananda Bharati, he's citing, I was a Mayavadi in Nirvishesh, Brahma Suja, Brahma Kaivalya Vadi, and now I become a Vaishnava, a worshipper of the personality of Godhead. God is a person, the Supreme Person. And this also happened, this same phenomenon happened to another impersonalist, Bilva Mangala Thakur. So remembering him, then he quotes a verse from Bilva Mangala's one verse here. So now this is a verse written and spoken by Bilva Mangala, where Bilva Mangala says, although I was worshipped by those on the path of monism, or Mayavad, Advaitin, and initiated into self-realization through the yoga system, I have nonetheless been forcibly turned into a maidservant by some cunning boy who is always joking with the gopis. In other words, Bilvamangala Thakur is admitting in this verse that shatena means cheater, shatena, kenapi vayam katena, dasi krita gopavada vitena. That's very nice Sanskrit. Shatena hatena vitena. Shatena kenapi vayam hatena, dasi krita gopa vadu vitena. So this trickster, this very cunning Dhiralita Krishna, he's tricked me. Somehow, by his beauty, by his cleverness, he's cheated me. He's cheated me. I've given up my Advaitin conception. I've given up my Brahman conception to run after that little boy who is always joking with the gopis. And this is Dhiralita, means he's joking, he's a joker. Prabhu kahe krishne tomar gara prema hai janane tra paretan shri krishna spurai. Mahaprabhu replied to Brahmananda Bharati, gara prem, this is gara prem, it's like gudha or gambhir. Brahmananda, you have very deep ecstatic love for Krishna. Therefore, wherever you turn your eyes, you simply heighten your Krishna consciousness. Sri Krishna Spurai. Netrapare, Sri Krishna Spurai. Bhattacharya kahe donhar susatya vachan age jari Krishna dena sakshat darashan. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, the statements of both you, my Lord Chaitanya, and Brahmananda Bharati are correct. Krishna gives direct audience through his mercy. Sakshat darshan. Su satyavachan. Satyavachan. Yes, both of you are speaking very truthful words. Su satyavachan. Age jari Krishna dena. Krishna has given his mercy. Prema bina kabu nahi tanra sat. Satshatkar ihana inhara kripatehai darshan inhar. Without having ecstatic love for Krishna, one cannot see Krishna directly. Bina prema, no sakshat darshan. Therefore, through the mercy of Mahaprabhu, Brahmananda Bharati has acquired direct vision of the Lord. So therefore, the mercy of the devotee, because Lord Chaitanya is acting as a devotee, also acting as a Lord, the mercy of the devotee gives the darshan of Krishna. Prabhupada's purport. Mahaprabhu said, you are Brahmananda Bharati, an advanced devotee who ecstatically loves the Supreme Lord. Therefore, you see Krishna everywhere, and there is no doubt about it. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, this is Prabhupada, was a mediator between Mahaprabhu and Brahmananda Bharati. And his judgment was that an advanced devotee like Brahmananda Bharati was seeing Krishna by Krishna's mercy. Krishna directly presents himself before the vision of an advanced devotee. Since Brahmananda Bharati was an advanced devotee, he saw Krishna in person of Sri Krishna, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the words of Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilochanena Santak Sadeva Riyesha Vilokayanti Yam Shama Sundaram Achintya Gunasarupam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So then this is the last two verses. Of course that means Govinda is always seen by a devotee whose eyes are anointed with the salve of love. How does he see him? He sees him as Shama Sundar standing within his heart. Prabhu Kai Vishnu Vishnu Kikaha Sarvabhaum Atistuti haya e nindara lakshan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, what are you saying? Lord Vishnu, 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 save me. Such glorification is simply another form of blasphemy. This is all very high level joking conversation, but there's some interesting points which we try to relate. Prabhupada's purport. Mahaprabhu was a little embarrassed by Bhattacharya's statement. Because Bhattacharya was so much glorifying Mahaprabhu, saying, yes, by your mercy, you allowed him to see Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, don't say like that. Mahaprabhu was a little embarrassed by Bhattacharya's statement. Therefore, he uttered the name, Vishnu, 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 to save himself. The Lord confirms that if one is overestimated, glorification is just another form of blasphemy. That's also a devotional point. We should never over-glorify someone. unreasonably or beyond the fact. It's actually a form of ridicule or blasphemy. In this way, he protests this so-called offensive statement. After saying this, Mahaprabhu took Brahmananda Bharati with him to his residence. From that time on, Brahmananda Bharati remained with Lord Chaitanya in Puri. So this is a very interesting story. Many different points we tried to discuss about Brahmananda Bharati gives up his deer skin and how Lord Chaitanya, there was such an argument that was going on between Brahmananda Bharati. Because Brahmananda Bharati, it appears that he was just wearing this deer skin for this leela, actually. Because he was posing, he was presenting himself, because Mayavadi sannyasis all often wear deer skin. So he's presenting himself like that to engage in this conversation. But actually, he was also a devotee. It's kind of like, it's like a drama. It's like a play. Like in a play, you dress up in some costume and you come out and do something, and then you take off the costume. So Brahmananda Bharati was like wearing a costume, because he was a devotee. And that's why it says it's a joking conversation. So by hearing the narration, maybe you can't follow so much, but actually, Brahmananda Bharati was a great devotee, an associate of the Lord. He wasn't a Mayavadi. But he's playing this argument with the Lord just to bring out some of these points. So, I think that concludes the class. Next, Kartik will continue with more stories from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And continue the classes in Bhajan Rahasyam. This is our last class for Kartik, Niyam Seva month. I'd like to thank all of you for kindly encouraging me to render some service to my spiritual master. Because without your presence, it's impossible to speak. Because the speaking power comes by the enthusiasm of the audience. The enthusiasm of the audience brings out the words from the speaker. So I'm indebted to all of you, and I thank all of you for kindly giving me your very precious time to come here and bless us with the dust of your feet and your holy presence and your most auspicious darshan in this most auspicious place of Radha and Krishna's Leela, Sri Radhakund, in this Braj Mandal, in this most auspicious month of Kartik, Radharani's month. And so I pray to Prabhupada and Lord Gauranga and to Radha Giridhari that all of us can realize these teachings of the Shastra, the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and the teachings of Rupa Goswami, and the teachings of Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami, these great Mahajanacharyas that have been giving us their darshan for the last month and trying to help us become pure devotees and pure lovers of the Lord. So may we all attain their full blessings of their teachings, and may all these sacred and divine teachings manifest in all of our hearts and guide us on the path of pure devotion. And may we always have opportunity to sit together and hear Harikatha and relish the great glories of the Lord and His devotees. And when the final moment comes, may we all meet again in the spiritual world to sit on the banks of Radhakund and hear the glories of Radha and Krishna and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. Vanchakopa trubhyascha kripa sindhu vaivacha.